Hello, this is Bill Boyd Jr., known as Nick of the Dubbing Teasers. I want to tell you a story about something that happened. This was in March 2009. One evening, I got a phone call from Wendy, who's known as FM. She's part of the Dubbing Teasers as well. And she said, "I've got an idea. Let's play a prank on your dad, Knack, Bill Boyd Sr." I said, "Okay, what do you got in mind?" Well, to give you a little background, I had just recently, about a month before this, purchased a new Toyota Prius. It's a hybrid car with a lot of electronics, and it's got a camera when you go in reverse, and just a lot of gadgets and high-tech components. And my dad, Bill Boyd Sr., known as Knack, he just basically went wild over this car. He was just in awe of it, going on and on when he first rode in it. Just could not believe all the technology and all the things. And so I told Wendy, I asked her, "What do you have in mind for this prank?" She said, "Let's get your dad to believe that your car has an automatic fax machine built right into the car." I said, "Okay." Well, it just so happened that on March 10th, the three of us, Nick, Knack, and FM, were going to be going to Knoxville, Tennessee to meet one of our friends, David Carson, who is the president of that chapter of the Federation of Fly Fishers. We were going to be there to make a presentation, the three of us, kind of a joint presentation. And we were going to meet Dave before the meeting and have some supper and just kind of pal around a little bit before the meeting. So we decided we'd bring Dave into this prank as well. So what I did was I printed up a sheet of paper off my computer, and I actually had a picture of Dave on the paper, but it said facsimile. And I basically folded this in half long ways and stuck it out of the CD compartment where you put a CD in to listen to music in my car. And FM and I reviewed this a little bit, how we're going to do it. I picked her up first and then went over to Dad's house, and Dad was in the back and FM in the front with this paper hanging out the CD carriage. And so we get in the car. FM says, "What's this?" I said, "What?" She says, "This paper." I said, "I don't know. What is it?" She goes, "Is that from that Autofax?" That's what we decided to call it, is the Autofax. "Is that from that Autofax?" I said, "Well, I don't know. I've not used it before. If it is, it's probably something from Toyota." I said, "Take it out of there and see what it says." And so she takes the paper out. Of course, we planted it there before we ever got Dad out of the house. And she said, "Well, this is from David Carson." I said, "Well, what's it say?" And this is what it says. It says, "Dear Nick, Knack, and FM, Tuesday, March 10th, 2009. I hope that your drive to Knoxville is going well and without incident. Our FFF group is looking forward to your presentation this evening, and I feel confident that you will be well received. As we discussed, we will meet you at the Olive Garden at the designated time," which is where we are planning to eat. "Since I have sent you this message by way of, quote, Autofax, please call me on my cell phone at," and then the number there, "to confirm that you received it. Also, since I have never seen the final product of an Autofax, and since I have a background in printing," which David did, "I am particularly interested in what the quality of text and graphics is like. By the way, does your Autofax print in color?" "Mine does." Of course, the picture of Dave was in color, so that kind of confirmed that. "I would prefer if Knack would call me so I can question him about the Autofax, as I feel that he would provide a more honest and accurate opinion regarding this new type of technology. I look forward to seeing you soon this evening and also looking at the Autofax printout myself. So please keep the paper printout for me to look at when you arrive. Also, I have attached an audio file so you can test this feature of the Autofax. It is simply an audio version of the text from this fax. Tight lines, your friend Dave Carson." Well, what we had done is Dave and I had talked on the phone, and I had it on speakerphone, so I recorded him reading this letter off of my computer, burned a disc, and had the disc already in the CD chamber. So I acted really dumb, which was not much of an acting job probably, but I said, "Well, I wonder how that works." So I pushed it, and sure enough, there's Dave's voice to make the whole thing even more convincing. He's reading this letter, and course, Wendy and I, we acted like we were upset with him because he wanted to talk to Knack and not us. It felt like he would get a more honest answer from Knack. So Knack was just in awe of the whole thing. He goes, "Let me have that cell phone." We dialed the number and put it on speakerphone. We said, "We want to put this on speakerphone. We're going to give him a taste of our mind, all those insults about wanting to talk to you and not us." And he gets on the phone and he's just going on and on. "Man, this is just awesome." Says, "You could use this with your guiding service." And Dave goes, "Really? I hadn't thought of that. How?" And he said, "Well, people could fax you the information. Like if they like to dry fly fish, they could fax that and let you know that that's their preference, or certain rivers or streams they want to go on. Or if they have dietary requirements, they can tell you what they need to eat or don't want to eat." And he's going on and on. And Dave's like, "Yeah, that would work out. That'd be pretty good." Of course, we did most of this within the first 10 minutes of our trip, and we had an hour and a half to go. But Dad hung up the phone, and we tried not to talk about it too much because we were afraid we might laugh and give it away. But when we got up to Knoxville at the Olive Garden, we were there eating, and Dad was showing Dave the facts and giving him his impression on a scale of 1 to 10, how good he thinks the quality is and all this. And when Dad wasn't paying attention, Dave turned to me and goes, "How do I drop the bomb on him on this?" I said, "Well, I told you to prepare for that." And he said, "Well," he goes, "just follow my lead. I've got an idea." So next thing I know, Dave goes, "Bill, did you get that memo from that letter from Toyota?" I said, "Well, I've gotten a couple letters from Toyota. Which one?" He goes, "The one on the auto fax." Of course, Dad's all ears across the table listening to all this. And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Boy, that's a shame about that, isn't it?" I said, "Yeah," and I whole time I'm wondering, what are you going to say? Because I'm saying yeah, but I'm not sure what I'm saying yeah to. And he goes, "Yeah, they're doing that recall on the auto fax where you're going to have to pull it out of the car and mail it back to them, and they're not going to offer that service anymore. In fact, the whole thing stops on April 1st. Of course, Dad's over there across the table in disbelief, and he goes, you mean that isn't real?" It's like, "Yeah, Dad, we hate to break it to you, but that one's not real." He took it really well. He complimented us on the complexity of this prank and talked about how believable it was and took it really well. Well, to wrap this up, about 2 weeks after this, I get a phone call from Dave and he says, "Are you sitting down?" I said, "Well, I can be." He says, "You won't believe what I saw on TV last night. My wife and I are watching this show called Extreme Makeover, and they redid this guy's house, but then they added to it this real souped-up truck where they put everything imaginable on the truck and in the truck." And he says one of the things they gave this guy in the truck was a built-in fax machine. And we just looked at that and just stared and couldn't believe it, that, hey, they've stolen our idea already. But that's the prank on Knack and the fax, the auto fax in the car. Hope you enjoyed it.